Just tell us about Saeed's faith. Tell us about your family. Tell us about Saeed.
Saeed comes from a strong Muslim background, and he had a very powerful conversion in 2000, had an encounter with Lord Jesus Christ, and that changed his life, and he became a Christian, a witness for Christ inside of Iran, and that's where his journey as a Christian began, and soon after is where he was considered a criminal by the government and continually wanted and arrested for his faith. 3 years ago was very, very difficult, a very dark moment in my life. We were boarding the plane to come to the U.S., and my one-year-old son at that time was in my husband's arms, and the intelligence police at that time had to tear the kids apart from their father, and it was a hard plane, right? I mean, the kids didn't sleep the whole 24-hour trip and were crying and asking for him. He's a dad. He does the nightly routines. He tucks them into bed, reads them the stories, prays with them. And so it was very difficult, as this time also was and has been. We haven't seen him since mid-June. He was in Iran in July and was not allowed to return. And but my faith has really, I mean, this time I found such a amazing peace, and I can even say joy and comfort, even though the charges seem really harsh against him. And God has given me a lot of peace that I can only come through faith in Jesus Christ.
This is a U.S. citizen, an American Christian, who is stuck in an Iranian jail facing these charges. What do you want the American people to know?
I'm very worried about his well-being. In the last few months, he's been beaten by interrogators and also now inmates that are being very harsh to him. And I'm worried about his health. And, you know, it's natural as the Christmas season is approaching, where it's very difficult for me and the kids, first time daddy's away. And I just plead that we do what we can to get him out of Iran and with the family again, with our family and with the kids. And it's just been very emotional for them. My six-year-old understands so much more. She's been asking questions, you know, and a few weeks ago she was crying, "Mommy, I'm forgetting daddy's voice. I don't remember how his voice sounds anymore." And so, I mean, we had to try to arrange some kind of a call so she could hear his voice for a few minutes and just calm down. And she's been thinking about, how does daddy look like, mommy? Do you think he has a beard now? And this morning, again, it was just by grace of God, we got to hear him for a few minutes. And I put the phone, it was 5:30 in the morning. I put the phone on her ears, and she was half asleep, half awake. And I, Saeed got to tell her, you know, daddy loves you very much, and my beard is getting very big. It's getting very long. So it's just been very difficult for our family, especially for our kids. They don't understand, when is daddy coming home? They don't understand days and months, how long, and they feel like they waited a long time already. And we just want to get him home. We just want to get him back. And you know, he's done nothing against the Iranian government or their national security. He's had a powerful conversion to Christ, and he has been sharing that everywhere he's gone, inside or outside of Iran. And unfortunately, the Iranian government sees that as a national threat and as a national security charge, which can carry very heavy charges up to the death penalty.